Jesus said that he was numbered with the transgressors. He was talking about his death on the cross. To put it in today's English, he was numbered with the rebels, or he was counted as one of the lawbreakers. Jesus was quoting the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53. You can look it up in the Bible. Jesus pointed his disciples to this chapter of the Bible and said it was about him. And so it was. Jesus was crucified between two bandits. He was literally numbered with the transgressors. One of them mocked him. The other one knew that despite everything, Jesus was going to establish his kingdom. This man believed in resurrection, a bandit, but still a shining example of faith in Jesus. Anyway, picture this scene. It's Thursday. Jesus has shared bread and wine with his disciples. He's about to go out to face arrest and death. And Jesus tells his disciples to buy swords, not because he wants to use them, but because he wants to make a point. When his disciples produce two swords, he says, "That's enough." He's saying, "That's enough," as you'd say it to a child who doesn't get what you are saying. He wasn't telling them that two swords were enough to resist arrest. That would be nonsense. Jesus taught the way of peace. When Jesus was arrested, his disciples thought that it was time to draw their swords and attack. But Jesus stopped them. "No more of this! No more." There was one injury, one ear cut off. And Jesus, in his last miracle before the cross, healed his enemy. As Jesus said at his arrest, "Those who draw the sword will die by the sword." Jesus believed that you could not defeat the Roman Empire by fighting it with its own weapons. There is no point in defeating the monster to replace it with another one. His aim wasn't to defeat Rome. His aim was to save Israel and to restart the story of the people of God. Jesus didn't want to be an armed revolutionary, but he wanted to look like one. If Rome crucified armed revolutionaries, Jesus believed that it was his destiny to share their fate. He must take the consequences of their actions and come out the other side. To quote Isaiah 53 again, he would be led like a lamb to the slaughter. His appearance would be grotesque. Isaiah 53 talks of a suffering servant. People thought, wrongly, that this servant was being punished by God. But this servant would suffer and then see the light of life. And then he would be satisfied. The job of this servant was to stand between God and human beings and bring them together. Thank you for watching. Back tomorrow, 8 a.m.